All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. First and foremost, let's say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat. Jules 21 Hours is on. Bird Nerd is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Sparky 8142 is on. Lady Boo is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Dead Plan is on. Mike Griffith is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Malamute Lover is on. Milwaukee James is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Granite 2468 is on. Petey Frank 1974 is on. Greg Nine Mon is on. Michelle Tall is on. General Plowman is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Sexy Pony is on. I Am Mark is on. Let me see. Milwaukee James is on. Let me see here. Deb New 2011 is on. DK Jackson is on. Bud Dave is on. Sheila K is on. Daynow 59 is on. Let me see. Who did I not get here? K4 VMS is on. Bob Corley is on. Jim Brody is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Mobetto 01 is on. Let me see here. Uncle Wally is on. Let me grab two or three more. Richard Perry is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Steffa Toms is on. Those Jesus People is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Let me grab one more here. Let me see here. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Agravain is on. Biggie 926 is on. LA 106 Times is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's go to Trump First. Wall Street Mav tweet. Attention. Bill Clinton judge Richard Berman denies Trump administration's court filing to unseal Epstein grand jury transcripts and exhibits. This is actually in the New York case, not the Florida one. This is in the New York case where he ended up committing suicide after his conviction. Remember all that? But well, not his conviction, but his arrest. But anyway, this is actually the Ghislaine Maxwell case, probably. So anyway. So here you have the Democrats that are accusing Donald J. Trump. That's what they're doing all over the place right now. And every punditry show, they have the Democrats saying that everything Donald Trump is doing is to cover up for his involvement with Epstein. That's why, you know, again, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but sometimes the dead horse has to be beat. This is why you don't do such a horrific rollout. And this is why you have to have some strategic planning. I don't know where Susie Wiles was on that day. I have no idea when Trump decided to call the whole Epstein thing a hoax. And by the way, what he was talking about was, in fact, a hoax. But I attacked him and attacked him viciously because he didn't clarify what he was talking about. He's just saying, basically, the whole Epstein thing was a hoax. So Bill Barr's dad recruiting him is a hoax. The child sex trafficking is a hoax. The Mossad involvement, the CIA involvement, the MI6 involvement, the honeypot involvement, all the Epstein Islands, all a hoax. Bill Clinton on the plane 26 times. That's not what he meant. It didn't mean any of that. It didn't mean that part was a hoax. What it was is you had basically the Bill Barrs of the world working behind the scenes to sabotage Trump and many others that were part of the Trump administration. And you know the names by now. As well as, you know, the three amigos, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan, were behind the scenes actually creating a false Epstein file that had already been litigated in the public specter. It had already been litigated. That was the, and you have Hunter Biden saying it right now, where Jeffrey Epstein was, Melania was introduced to Donald Trump by Jeffrey Epstein, and that she was possibly a prostitute. He's saying that's a hoax. Jeffrey Epstein and him were close friends for years. That's a hoax. That Donald Trump was involved with four separate women brought to him by Jeffrey Epstein. That's already been litigated in the public square. It's gone. It's already over. None of those girls even have ever existed on planet Earth. It's already been, but he was like, I don't want this to come out again. All of this is a hoax. That's what he was talking about. That's from very reliable sources, and that is from Alex Jones, from his very reliable sources, and they are absolutely unimpeachable sources. But anyway, but the problem is when you roll it out as badly as they did, now you have ammo. And it's, I mean, and listen, we're all guilty of it. I do it myself. I mean, I say some stupid things and it gives people ammo against me. You know what I mean? Just, if you say something stupid, then the people have ammo against you. Instead of like, you know what, it was one stupid day or whatever, let's move on. And the actions belie what was said, whatever, it doesn't matter. But anyway, so now, but it's given them ammo. So all these people, whatever he does, he's bringing Putin in for a peace summit. That's covering up for Epstein. He's lowered, he's the GDP was 3%, which is better than Biden ever did in 4 years. That's covering up for Epstein. His conflict with Jerome Powell, that's covering up for Epstein, trying to get him to lower interest rates, everything. His meetings with Zelensky. That's the cover up for Epstein. Bombing Iran. That's the cover up for Epstein. That's you give them ammo when it's something is so poorly run out. What it was Trump was throwing a temper tantrum and asked, listen, I am nobody to criticize temper tantrums. Believe me. Aaron, give me a believe me.
Believe me.
I'm not. I cannot criticize anybody for temper tantrums. I can tell you, it's a sin. If you don't repent of it, you go to hell for it. But I have certainly committed that sin many, many times, and I understand the vulnerability to it. I'm vulnerable to it right now. Right at this moment, I'm vulnerable to it. I mean, it could happen. So, I mean, I hope it won't. I've turned from the sin. I'm just telling you, I'm vulnerable to it. And that's what it was. But the problem is that it gives them ammo. But what's so funny is that while they're saying that Donald Trump and Mike Johnson calls, you know, recesses everybody early, that's not true. They all go home in August anyway from the House. So they couldn't vote on the Epstein, it's not really legislation. That's way overselling it. But it's their Epstein bill, so to speak, to expose all the Epstein documents. Well, that same request would go to this same judge, Richard Berman, a Clinton appointee. And as the Democrats are saying that Donald Trump is trying to cover up for his alleged Epstein involvement, which, by the way, he didn't diddle any kids. If he's covering up anything, it's other Republicans that are heavily involved in the Epstein files. Or it's the intel community, and what has allegedly happened is the CIA has gone to Donald Trump and said, please don't expose the Epstein files because it will expose us. But he's doing it anyway because he's like, you know what? Forget it. Everyone's going after me anyway. There's, establishment swampsters still inside the CIA, still inside the ATF, still inside the FBI, still inside the NSA. So he's like, basically, screw it. I'm going to release it all. And then when he tries to do, Democrats stop it as they criticize him for not releasing it. This is the world. This is how it all works. You're like, Tom, that's nonsensical. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Yes, it's ridiculous. It's nonsensical, but that is exactly how it works. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt. You're like, Tom, you always throw that down. Well, why? Why do I always throw it down? Because it's absolutely ridiculous for a country that brings in $4 to $5 trillion a year in tax revenue to be $37 trillion in debt. Could we all agree on that? I mean, could we all agree that we're $37 trillion in debt and you and I have received nothing? Can we all agree on that, that that's exactly where we are right now? Oh, I'm probably showing this to cover up for the Epstein involvement with Donald Trump. No, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And all of these alleged governmental experts have brought us to this place. And those same governmental experts are saying that Donald Trump is trying to either slow walk or not release the Epstein files. There aren't really any Epstein files. That was part of the hoax, too, is everybody thinks there's this Epstein Rolodex that's going to be rolled out any minute. And here comes the Rolodex. Oh, wow, there's Kevin Spacey. And there's Donald Trump, and then there's Billy Clinton. I mean, then there's, whatever. This doesn't exist. And Epstein, I mean, and Trump never was on Epstein's plane to the island. He flew a couple times from New York to South Beach, to Miami, not Miami. Well, it probably was actually flying in Miami, but down near Mar-a-Lago, West Palm. But anyway, you can bring it back to me. So anyway, let me just read the whole tweet here. Wall Street Mavigan. Bill Clinton judge Richard Berman denies Trump administration's court filing to unseal Epstein grand jury transcripts and exhibits. Why? So I guess now we're going to see all the Democrats now go on to MS Now, not MSNBC anymore, MSNBC, MS Now. I guess all of the Twitter pages, the leftist Twitter pages like Harry Sisson, are now going to come out and say the Democrats are covering up for Epstein because this is a Democrat. I mean, Judge Richard Berman, I guarantee you, an effeminate male, I guarantee you he is a devout leftist, devout Democrat, and a Democratic Party donor. I'll bet you that right now. So I guess the Democrats will then have to come out and say the Democrats are the ones covering up the release of the Epstein files. Because this right here, I mean, this is, you want to talk about pertinent stuff. You want to talk about high value stuff, you talk about grand jury transcripts and exhibits. Because that is basically raw evidence. Because it isn't even subject to a defense. It is absolutely raw evidence, grand jury stuff. It's purely prosecutorial. So why would a judge block it? It's just like, this will be overturned, of course. It's like every, and we have another one that just got overturned. That's why I named the show after Donald Trump versus judges again. Here's Donald Trump versus judge. They're claiming every day, Donald Trump's slow walking. Donald Trump, is denying the release of the Epstein files. Well, here he is trying to release everything. And a Democratic Party judge is blocking him from releasing it. So I'm assuming Democrats are going to come out and say, hey, you know what? We're wrong. We're the one that's blocking it as we go on every talking and show and accuse Donald Trump of exactly what we're doing. I guess that's not good. I'm probably delusional thinking that's going to happen. You know, of course I am. All right, let's go to the next one. Nick Sorter tweets, just bounced all over the Trump administration for a couple minutes here. Breaking, Tulsi Gabbard is set to announce she is striking nearly 50%. I mean, again, I've been critical of Trump, but you and everybody should have been at different times. You should be. But you know, when greatness is happening, you need to acknowledge it. And like some people on the right who are critical of Trump, the people who walk really good lines are the people that I watch. And that's Bannon and Alex Jones. They walk the perfect line. When Trump is off, they criticize him. When Trump is on, they praise him. That's what you do. Otherwise, you are worshiping somebody. One way or the other, even if you hate them all the time, you're worshiping them. If you love them all the time, you're worshiping them. And a lot of people on the right who have turned on Trump, namely over Israel, Gaza, things like that, now refuse to acknowledge anything good. They won't acknowledge that he does anything. I've heard people say, he's not deporting anyone. What? I mean, you must not watch the news every day. Well, the deportation numbers aren't what was promised. Well, Trump doesn't know what's going on in the Biden administration. The Biden administration basically totally decimated ICE. Just totally, I'm trying to think of a better word for, like, disassembled ICE. Took them apart. Took ICE apart. There's no infrastructure in place for mass deportations as there was in his first term because Biden changed ICE into being a nursing home. Or being not a nursing home, a nursery for kids. They're driving and getting diapers every day. That's all ICE and CBP were doing all day. They weren't involved in mass deportations. Everybody was reassigned. They weren't replacing retired agents. So attrition was very high. So there wasn't anybody in place. They're still deporting. Right now, Trump is responsible for 1.6 million deportations. They're pretty freaking good. I mean, come on. I mean, again, that's self-deportations. And ICE deportation, that's pretty good though. And you're like, Tom, but you're somebody to criticize. I don't criticize when it's not worthy of criticism. I criticize Christians walking around with an N95 mask on because you look like a freaking buffoon, all right? I criticize Christians for not preaching the gospel and not believing the gospel and not preaching the Bible and not believing the Bible. Yeah, I'll criticize you for that. I'll criticize you for taking a vaccine for a 99.997% survival virus. You don't take one for any other virus like that. Why are you taking it for COVID-19, especially an experimental clot shot, a gene-altering drug? Why would you ever do that? I mean, I'll criticize that because it's asinine. So you criticize when it's worthy of criticism, but then people get blinded. And see, what happens is they're actually blinded by their anti-Trump agenda inside the realm of the right wing. So now I've got to be everything. So Tulsi Gabbard's cutting 50% of the DNI budget. 50%, folks, $700 million. And the people on the right who never do anything but criticize Trump, they don't say anything. We have ICE agents with an 800% increase in violence against them out there every single day. And according to Alex Jones, many of them working, I mean, exorbitant amount of hours. And now there aren't any deportations. Nothing changes. Nothing happens. All right, well, you know what? Things are changing. And things are happening. If we don't get prosecutions, then I'll come out and I'll criticize it. Here's my thing, though. As long as they bring the cases, I'll be all right. As long as they bring them correctly, I'll be good. If we lose in court, we lose in court. But here it is. Breaking, Tulsi Gabbard is set to announce she is striking nearly 50% of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, saving taxpayers just a mere $700 million. $700 million. Aaron put up the clicker a minute ago for our national debt. That's a pretty good chunk right there. Almost $1 billion saved, just like that, with a signature saved, just like that. Tulsi has taken a hacksaw to the deep state. Tulsi Gabbard says ODNI, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, will aggressively refocus on its national security mission. Call this the start of a new era focused on serving our country instead of DEI issues, instead of homosexual issues, instead of LGBTQ issues, instead of useless issues. Fulfilling our core national security mission with the excellence always grounded in the U.S. Constitution and ensuring the safety, security, and freedom of the American people. I choose that over making sure that a blue-haired man pretending to be a woman has a job. I don't know about you. I would. I'll take that, and they have to spend $700 million to make sure the blue-haired man pretending to be a woman has a job. You know what? We'll just go ahead and save the $700 million. That's why we're in debt. We're in debt because of ridiculous spending and because of forming NGOs that solely hire Democrats. That's why we're in debt. There's nothing else sexy about it. It's $21 trillion hole in the Pentagon alone. Well, nobody knows where it went. I know where it went. It went into CIA cutout NGOs, Jewish Family Services, Catholic Family Services, and a myriad of others. All right, let's go to the next one. Jumping around the Trump administration, Patricia Video. Is that where we're at, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Here it is. Here's ICE. ICE arrests another illegal TikTok influencer, and this is a great video. But then again, if you have the people that are only critical of Trump because they turned on him at one area, and now they have to justify that turning by never acknowledging anything that's good. You see me do that? No. I mean, you couldn't be any more virulent than I was with the bombing of Iran. Still feel the same way. I still feel the same way about the big, beautiful bill. I still feel that same way about the ridiculous rollout of the Epstein situation. But you know what? These are great things. Great. I mean, a government office, namely an intelligence office, the office that's in charge of governing all the intelligence, 17 intelligence agencies, ODNI, is cutting $700 million out of their budget. I mean, it's freaking incredible. Maybe the big, beautiful bill is going to prove me wrong. I'll be the first one to say it. First one to say it because pride goes before destruction. Proverbs 16:18. No one will be caught in that. So here's ICE doing what the Trump critics say that it isn't doing. And I'm talking about Trump critics on the right. Now, it's funny, though. Trump critics on the right are saying that he's deporting no one. And the Trump critics on the left are saying he's deporting everyone. Will laughs. That's kind of funny, isn't it? I mean, imagine being Trump. Your political enemies are saying that you're deporting everyone, and your political allies are saying you're deporting no one. I mean, can you imagine that? Your political enemies, you're deporting everyone. Your political allies, you're deporting no one. What the heck do you do? I mean, it reminds me of his criminal case. I mean, if he, because he was trying, you know, the 34 felony convictions. Well, that's because he attributed the $120,000 that he gave to Stormy Daniels, which that really has never been proven. That wasn't all Michael Cohen. But anyway, $120,000 that he gave to Stormy Daniels was marked down as a personal lawyer expense. And he gets prosecuted 34 times over because he put it down one time as a personal lawyer expense. And they said they should have put it down as a campaign expense. Now, if he would have put it down as a campaign expense, then he would have been charged with campaign finance violation, as he was if he put it down as a lawyer expense. What do you do? I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's the situation that he's in. So when he does well, which he does well most of the time, I mean, he curried. I saw a great news report today. It takes them months to plan. I mean, not months, years to plan a G7 meeting. He had all of the, you know how he had all of them there, whether it's Macron, married to a man, Giorgia Meloni, Merz from Germany, who am I, Keir Starmer, the Finnish president, I don't know his name, Valdemar Zelensky, but he's not part of the G7. But anyway, Mark Carney wasn't there. But anyway, he gets all of those leaders from the G7, most of them, five out of the seven, I believe it is, he gets them there in one day. It takes them months to plan them going around. I would love to be disgusting right now for them all to sit around a table and have a giant symbiote. I'll leave it at that. But it takes them years to plan a G7. He does it in 24 hours. He needs to get praised for that. I mean, who else could pull that off? He called them literally 24 hours in advance and said, hey, Zelensky's going to be here. Why don't you all come over? Everybody did. Who else can pull that off? Nobody. Hussein Obama. They would have laughed at Obama. Nobody had any respect for Obama. Everyone talks about what a great orator he is. You ever listen to an interview of Obama? He doesn't get three words out without an in every interview I've ever seen him. And he tries to sound, but it's like Christians trying to sound the professorial. I hate that. Just talk like a normal human being, would you please? And stop putting THs behind everything and stop using Jewish terms you have no idea what you're talking about. But anyway, I digress. So here's the video. Patricia Video. ICE arrests another illegal TikTok influencer. I just found this video to be amusing. Play it for me.
ICE just arrested another TikTok influencer while she was live streaming in Los Angeles. I'm referring to Tatiana Martinez, who is a Colombian citizen who was illegally in the United States living in Los Angeles. She gained her following by always disclosing where ICE raids were happening and began to dox ICE agents. And many of her content was filled with these slurs towards ICE agents, encouraging all of her viewers to not only confront ICE agents, but even on occasion to incite violence towards them. And what no left-wing media outlet is telling you is what led up to her being arrested and ultimately dragged out of her Tesla. While she was live streaming, she was mocking, making fun of the ICE agents that were chasing her when she finally got confronted in that little garage-style structure. She began to cry wolf, saying that I'm going to go out freely, just let me do what I got to do. When you're about to be arrested, they don't care what you want to do. They don't care that you want to end your life. What this story proves is that what goes around comes around. So many of these influencers and so many people that are doxing ICE agents and inciting violence to people that are simply trying to make this country a better place for U.S. citizens are getting exactly what they deserve. She is now not only being detained, but ultimately, allegedly, she is going to be deported back to her home country, and I couldn't be happier. But let me know what you think in the comments section, and don't forget to hit that follow button for your daily update.
So nobody has any clue what they're talking about. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, really, I've learned this through a lawsuit recently that I was involved with insurance for the two lawsuits, actually. Never was in one. 25 years of law enforcement, I get in two over one hurricane for the insurance companies who refused to pay. But I just discovered nobody has any idea what they're doing. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, nobody has any idea what they're doing. And nobody has any idea what they're talking about. I didn't get to it last night, but there's a great video out about that. It's either assistant AG or the AG in a specific community or specific state or whatever it is. A woman who gets arrested for trespass. She's drunk and she's been trespassed. She refuses to leave. And the AG, now this is the attorney general of some jurisdiction, all right, says to the law enforcement officer as she's being cuffed, you have to read me my rights as she's being cuffed. Okay, now this is somebody who is a attorney general. So this is somebody who has practiced law as a prosecutor and or a defense attorney for years, maybe even a judge. So we have judges and attorneys over the judicial system who have no freaking idea what they're talking about. Seriously. I saw it with lawyers in the lawsuits that I was about. They have no idea what they're talking about. Oh, they have a law degree. So what? I should have just hired Aaron. I mean, he probably would have done a better job. He certainly knows more about the building than any of those yahoos did. So I'm like, true. I mean, seriously, you hire all these attorneys and you're paying them like, I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. They didn't know a freaking thing. I mean, they don't know anything more than I do. Nothing. They may know procedural things. I could learn the procedural crap in a day.
Yeah.
So why are they in law school for all those years? I mean, they don't really know crap. But it's the same thing with this AG. You're not reading me my rights. You can't do that and not read me my rights. What are you talking about? Are you talking about Miranda, you stupid idiot? Oh, gosh, I want to cuss right now. I mean, what are you even talking about? I'm tying it back to this ridiculous TikToker in a second. What are you even talking about? Miranda has to do with custodial interrogation, you stupid idiot. It's got nothing to do with being arrested. Nothing. It's post-arrest interrogation. You have to be Mirandized. So I can arrest you and just never interrogate you.
Yeah.
And by the way, does everybody know that's 99.9% of all arrests? Does anybody know that? it is. I mean, that's how it is. So you go to a call. You walk in the front door. It's a domestic violence case. She's got a black eye and she's missing one of her front teeth and he's got bloody knuckles. She said he punched me in the face. What do I do? Oh yeah. What happened? Okay. What happened? Okay. Thank you. Put your hands behind your back and go to jail. You have the right to. I know I went over this the other night, but I can't stay. If it was somebody who had no idea what the law was, I get it. Like all of the idiot Democrats following ICE around. Do you have a warrant? Warrant doesn't apply, you stupid idiot. I mean, it would be like going to a fish and saying, do you have air? They don't breathe air, they breathe water. It makes no sense at all. It's not even in the genre. You don't get a warrant for what they're doing. That makes no sense. They have no idea because all they've ever done, everybody now spends every ounce of their life on this thing. I saw a guy, I think it was yesterday or today, I can't remember, but as I walked the same route, I just can't remember what it was yesterday or today. I think it was yesterday. And he's out there, he's actually cleaning out all the ditches in my neighborhood and stuff, and he was between, you know, dump trucks, so he didn't have anything to do. So guess, of course, what he's doing? Sitting there with the bulldozer and with a phone. It just reminded me of Willow like this. Reminds me of the Star Trek episode where everybody gets addicted to the game. They hook it on their ears and it sticks in their eyes and nobody can get off of it. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone is absolutely delusional because they believe reality comes from a digital box. You know what reality is? Reality. Written statutes. You don't read Miranda when you're cuffing somebody. I don't care what it says on the... I have never done that in my life. I spent 25 years arresting people. I never did it once. Sir, you have the right to remain silent. Anything... So while the guy's kicking and fighting, you're doing that? And if you don't do it while he's kicking and fighting, somehow or another, everything that he says is inadmissible? I mean, if it was a citizen, like Democrats, I expect them to be stupid. This is a Democratic AG too. How does she even think that? She's an AG. It's like, Tom, get over it. I can't. She's an AG. How do you not know that? It'd be literally like walking into a doctor's office and him going, are you a male or a female? I mean, I know that's what they have to do now. It shows you how ridiculous it is. And I say this about this TikToker, this Tatiana Martinez. She goes, when she's being arrested, she goes, just let me do what I got to do. You don't get to stipulate that. They live in this delusional Twilight Zone world. What are you talking about? Do you know how many, I mean, if people ever said that, I think I got stuff like that when I was arresting people. What do you mean? No. You don't get to go do anything. Can I go get this first? No, you cannot. Put your hands behind your back. I already told you once. And with me, I told you three times. That was it. And I would count them in my head. There's one. Put your hands behind your back. Two. Not screaming or yelling. You know, all these cops are screaming. All behind your back. No. Put your hands behind your back. No. All right. Boom, 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 boom. That's it. You know, what is boom, boom, boom? Whatever it took then. Put the handcuffs on. Whatever it took. She's like, let me do what I got to do. Let me finish my show before. That's what I'm talking about. They live in delusion, absolute delusion. This girl she should be criminally charged. I really don't want her criminally charged because I want her just out of the country. We're charging all these people with crimes. And if it's violent crimes, need to spend the rest of their life in prison. Like the guy who killed the entire family on the interstate. And it was actually on the turnpike in Florida. And there's another crash that just happened too. And there's another crash in Canada that we're going to get to that tonight. But anyway, they need to answer the criminal justice system, but this one here, just get her out of here. Just get this disgusting pig out of here. She's inciting violence against ICE. She would put out their locations and she would dox their personal addresses. This is an illegal. I mean, the audacity of these, again, it's not living. I don't know how else to frame it. They don't live in the realm of reality. If you were an illegal, would you be doxing ICE? I mean, really, it'd be like if you were a drug dealer and you just go out on the corner with a cocaine sign. Cocaine here. Get your cocaine. I mean, seriously, that's what these people are. The great thing about the left is they're stupid and it's fun. It's great to actually just be intellectually superior to people. It really is. All right, where the heck am I? Am I at Colin Rugg?
Yes, sir. Where
am I? All right, Colin Rugg video. New mother of three. This is kind of a dark one. Mother of three found deceased after going missing in Los Angeles. Husband, who initially said ICE took her, typical Democrat, was seen on a security. Aaron, could you side by side that? Was seen on a security camera. There he is right there. That's her body in the bag. Dragging something large before fleeing to Peru. That sounds like Fang Fang fleeing to China. Sounds like the Israeli diplomat who just fled from Las Vegas to Israel and is now, Netanyahu basically said, well, he's never been charged. So, I mean,
Aaron, oh, well, if he's not charged.
He's not charged. By the way, he is charged. He was given a court date. Yeah, he's charged. I mean, that's what charge means.
Yeah.
But now Netanyahu's, but that's Israel likes to harbor pedophiles. They do. It's a fact. Oh, Tom's anti-Israel. No, I'm telling you what's true.
Yep.
Okay. Very much pro-Israel when they get attacked in October 2023. Very much. dead Israelis, music festival, dead Americans, rapes, beheadings, everything else. Okay, very much pro-Israel on that day. Very sketchy about how it all happened, but Hamas is still monsters, all right? And Netanyahu's a monster if you let him in. Just like John Brennan's a monster if he let in to the 9/11 hijackers, which, Aaron, did he let them in?
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yep.
By the way, gave them all special visas. It's undeniable. Can you imagine if that was you and me, and we gave special visas to Muhammad Atta?
Right.
I'm just curious. I mean, he's trained right here in Venice. Look, 12 minutes from here. I'm just curious. How is he walking around? I'm just curious how that works. Wouldn't that qualify as treason? far be it from me to overthink something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just truly, it really is incredible that these people are walking around free. But anyway, back to this. 33-year-old Shayla Gutierrez has been found dead in the Angeles National Forest. The Peruvian consulate says 36-year-old Jazimar Cabrera is in Peru with the three children. Took off with the kids. He has not been arrested because there is no warrant for his arrest, says ABC7. By the way, this is where you would issue a warrant, right here. This is the type of case where you'd issue an extradition warrant, but getting him back from Peru is probably never going to happen. Play for me, Will.
Troubling surveillance video shows suspected killer Jazimar Cabrera passing his neighbor's Ring camera as he pulls a large object wrapped in fabric.
He's dragging some kind of a blanket with something inside. Probably he had the body in there. That's what I'm thinking.
An unsettling conclusion for Mario Sanchez, the Lancaster neighbor who captured the footage, sharing what he knew about Cabrera and his 33-year-old wife, Shayla Gutierrez, who was found dead in the Angeles National Forest 3 days ago.
I never had any interaction with the husband. He always seems mad all the time. But with the wife, she was pretty nice.
Yeah, the husband was mad all the time. Well, there it is. Another illegal situation brought to you by Joseph Biden and the Biden administration. And again, Democrats would actually activate to keep Jazimar Cabrera in the country. They would actually go out and protest to keep him in the country. That's what they're doing right now. You know, Michelle Wu, I think is her name. Wu was her last name, Boston mayor. Literally ignores ICE detainers for people who rape 7-year-olds. Just ignores them and releases them. How do you justify that? How is she not in prison? They're actually now talking behind the scenes about what they're going to do with these people, about how they're going to deal with them, because they may have to cross the Rubicon and start arresting these people for seditious conspiracies and even treasons, or at least obstruction of an ICE official. Let's go to the next one. Congressman Byron Donalds very well could be the next governor of the state of Florida. Let's break this down. Singh is an illegal alien. This is the truck driver who killed the family of three on Florida Turnpike after making an illegal turn because he doesn't know what any of the signs say. He doesn't know what any of the signs mean. He failed that. They've tested him since. He failed it. He recognized 2 out of 12. So he doesn't understand what stop means. Certainly doesn't understand what no U-turn means. And he doesn't understand English at all, which, by the way, is a prereq to get a CDL. How do you get a CDL without speaking English? Can anybody explain that to me? And how does it, you're like, Tom, you get stuck on things. I know, because I need somebody to explain to me how it is that how you sleep at night issuing licenses to people you know are going to kill people. I don't understand that. I don't get it. But anyway, Singh is an illegal alien, of course, a qualification number one to get a CDL. By the way, you know how you can't also get a CDL if you're an illegal immigrant? It's on the CDL paperwork, commercials, driver's license. It's on the paperwork. If you're illegal, you don't qualify. You have to have a worker's visa or be a citizen. That's it. He didn't have either one, but still got one from Gavin Newsom. And now three people are dead. Gavin Newsom doesn't care. If that was me and I knew that I was responsible for issuing that CDL, I wouldn't be able to sleep. Gavin Newsom sleeps like a baby at night because he's a demon. He's a living embodiment of Beelzebub. Singh failed his English proficiency test. You know what? If you can't speak English, that's also on the list of disqualifiers for to get a CDL. Aaron, help me. Make this man. Will, help. How does that make sense? He then failed his road sign test.
Oh. Mm.
California still gave him a driver's license.
Makes sense.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't. Here's the thing: how does it even benefit them? I got it when you had the Kentucky scandal, where you had low end workers getting $200 a pop for handing out driver's licenses to illegals. They were at least making money, and they were lower middle class or poor people. Not an excuse. They need to go to prison. I'm just saying. I get that, but how does this benefit these people? How does this benefit the new scum administration? And Singh used that license to drive to Florida, CDL, so now he can drive all around the country to Florida, where he killed three innocent Americans. Play for me, Will.
New details on a U-turn crash that killed three people. Officials say the illegal immigrant charged with causing it had major shortcomings on his driver's test. So why was he given a commercial license? It's a question a lot of people are asking this morning. Good morning. I'm Dana Perino. Bill Hemmer is off. Good morning again.
Good morning to you as well. Good to be with you. This story has so many layers to it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It really does. I'm Bill Malugian. This is America's Newsroom. And listen to this. The Department of Transportation is revealing the suspect completely flunked tests on both English proficiency and road signs. Now, despite those failures, he was still somehow able to get commercial driver's licenses from the sanctuary states of California and Washington.
Federal officials blaming Democrats, saying their lax policies put lives at risk.
And just to bring, I want to bring comfort to everybody, you know, because that's what I do, is I bring comfort and shut up, Aaron. I bring comfort and encouragement. That's what I do. It's my gift. There's hundreds of thousands of these guys driving around right now. With these CDLs. Can't speak English and don't understand what a road sign is. They also don't understand what lights are. They have no idea. None whatsoever. They have no idea. And I don't know if it's on this video or not. Now you're like, Tom, how do you not know? Because I send in, how many videos I think I send in per show, Aaron?
Oh, gosh, at least 70.
So, yeah, 70 videos per show. So I can't remember which one, what's on every one of them. I watch them all because I have to make sure there's no cussing during the CTN portion of them. But anyway, I don't know if it's on this clip or not. I don't think it is, but this is a Matt Walsh clip. It's Antonio tweets, but it's Matt Walsh talking. But there's, I think it was a segment of a Fox News piece, and they showed where Singh came from. He came from India, and they showed the road system there. You ever watch that? Aaron, see if you can find a video clip of the road system, how roads work in India. There's no lights. There's no anything. It's just pure mayhem. There's no signs. You just drive however you, I'm talking about their major like urban roads. There's nothing. There's no lights. You just drive. And they have mass vehicular homicides every year because of it. But anyway, so so we think it's bad here in America. Well, it's bad here in America, and Canada's already fallen. Antonio tweets video, the justice system is broken in Canada. Why is that? Here it is. Play for me.
Crash killed two children, ages 7 and 3, and their 68-year-old grandmother. Now, Mahakdeep Singh shouldn't have been driving at all. He falsified his logbook for one thing. For another, Canada never should have allowed him into the country. But in the end, he was sentenced to just 5 years in prison. Probably won't even be deported. For wiping out an entire family, you get a lighter sentence than what George Santos got. And that's not surprising in Canada. Back in 2018, Jess Garrett failed to stop at a stop sign. He had dozens of recorded safety violations the days prior to the crash. Shouldn't have been on the roads either. And as punishment for destroying more than a dozen families and wiping out a small town's hockey team, killing everyone, he received a sentence of just 8 years in prison, 6 months per death. For comparison, that's the same sentence that the government of Canada sought against the organizer of the nonviolent trucker convoy protesting COVID mandates. That's how far gone Canada is. Upsetting the government is treated as equally as bad as mass murder.
Well, just on the judicial system, look how screwed up everything is. In Great Britain, if your daughter gets raped by a Pakistani immigrant, your juvenile daughter, say your 14-year-old daughter gets raped by a Pakistani immigrant because she's far past the age of marriage at that point. And they're allowed to rape them before that too. But anyway, he'll get 6 months. He'll get released with an ankle bracelet, if that. And if you criticize him on Facebook, and you put, I can't stand Pakistani rapists, you're going to prison for 3 years. That's a fact, by the way. That's how screwed up everything is. I can't believe people put up with it. You know, just God bless people like Tommy Robinson. Just bless that man, Lord. Because he's the only one standing up over there. I mean, he's absolutely the only one standing. None of the Brexit people, long gone. They all suck. They're all cowards. They've all bent over. But Tommy Robinson stands up, spent 6 months in solitary confinement. Came out skinny as a rail. But that's how screwed up the system is. That guy right there, I don't remember his name now from Walsh, should have wrote it down. But anyway, the driver in the Walsh video there from Canada kills What was eight people? Something. It was, I know there's a three in that crash. He said ended up killing like a small town. Whatever it was. They ended up. So it would have been four people because he got 6 months per person. No, that doesn't, the math's not right there either. But anyway, so he gets 8 years for killing three or more people. 8 years. The leader of the truckers rally, can't remember her name. It's been a while now. They tried to sentence her to the exact same amount of time for doing nothing. Not one violent act. Nothing. That's the video, Aaron. That's the one I'm looking for. That's it. There it is. That's where these guys come from. This is it. That's why. Now, is it still their fault? Yes, it's their fault. They're taking the responsibility. But that's who Gavin Newsom is issuing CDLs to, are people who come from this area. This is India. This is how they drive. There's no lights. And look at all the people crossing this. People just walk out in there. Look at them walking across the street. How are they even alive?
This is how Morocco was too.
Aaron traveled to Morocco. Same exact way. He drove around in Morocco.
It was crazy.
You're crazy even being that. I would just been forgetting. I'm going helicopter or nothing. But anyway, but I mean, that's it. But I mean, look at this. That's where they come from. So is it any wonder that you got Singh out there on the turnpike in Florida saying, you know what, I'm going to do a U-turn, my full-size semi-truck. Because you can do that here. They'd all have to deal with it. You run over a couple people, whatever. But I'm absolutely just flabbergasted by the sentence of the driver in Canada. 6 months per person he killed. 6 months per person he killed. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. And they're going to put the trucker rally coordinator in prison for the exact same amount of time. Just, I mean, disgusting human beings. Speaking of that, let's change over to Gavin Newsom. So Gavin Newsom is trying to be Donald Trump. It's actually disgusting. You guys can put that up for me. It really is. Look at this. I mean, Aaron, look at this. this is today the 19th or the 20th? 20th. So this is yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, look at what they're doing. Governor, by the way, this is actually from Newsom. This is his own little team that he's put together. And look at him try to be Donald Trump, not trying to be arrested. You know, come on and arrest me, tough guy, trying to be like Donald Trump so he has a mugshot like Donald. I mean, why don't you just go and try to be his boyfriend, Gavin? We all know you have those tendencies anyway. So, I mean, and of course you'd be turned down, but I'm like, you're not nearly as attractive as Melania, but I'm just saying, you know, and the wrong sex. But anyway, allegedly the wrong sex, who knows these days. But anyway, look what he's trying to do. Dana Ding Dong Perino. Not trying to sound just like Trump. Look at puts in prison. Never heard of her until today. It's just like Trump.
Yeah.
Is melting down because of me. Just like same me. Looks like Trump always talks about himself in the first person, as you should. Gavin Newsom. So it's just like Trump says, like your favorite president.
Yeah.
I mean, what a whore. I mean, what a whore. Fox hates that I am America's most favorite governor.
Yeah.
Just like Trump says, I'm your favorite president.
We got to read this in Trump's voice.
Ratings kings. Aaron, go ahead, Aaron. Put yourself on it. Start with Saving America.
All right. Ratings king, saving America. While Trump can't even conquer the big stairs on Air Force One anymore, Trump has lost his step and Fox is losing it. Because when I type, America now wins. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you for your attention to this matter. From Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
I mean, how pathetic can you be?
Ridiculous.
I can't believe Trump is not all over this yet. I mean, he is trying to stop nuclear war. I mean, I understand.
Well,
I mean,
well,
I mean,
a little busy.
A little busy, you know, trying to stop Taiwan from being bombed and trying to stop a nuclear war and trying to stop another nuclear war in Gaza. I mean, Iran, everything else. So, I mean, he's a little busy to deal with Gavin's little petulant ways. But I'm like, this is so pathetic.
Yeah.
So let me show you the people who are behind this, because Gavin certainly isn't typing his own tweets. He's too stupid. So he has to hire some Gen X people, or what is there in Gen Z, Gen X?
Gen Z.
Gen Z people. Am I Gen X?
Yeah.
I'm Gen X, right?
Yep.
All right, Adam Hughes tweet. These are the people behind it. Could you have guessed that the effeminate male and the blue-haired female?
Shocker.
I mean, the Democratic Party summed up in a picture. I mean, it is right here. Authentic. Camille Zapata, a self-described queer woman. Of course. Of course. Blue-haired queer woman and an effeminate male. He has to be gay. That guy has to be gay and a receiver. Yes. I mean, he's not the quarterback. He's the receiver. You know that. All right, woman of color, and Izzy, as a man. Your name's Izzy, strike one, strike two, and strike three, you're out. You're gay. Izzy Garden are the dynamic DEI duo behind Gavin Newsom's new edgy and progressive online persona. Gotta have it. Here's the pathetic thing. He's actually going up in the polls. He is actually going up in the polls. So there you go. I mean, it's disgusting, but it is true. He's up to 28% chance now. He's actually passed AOC. He is the number one contender now for the Democratic Party, as Aaron and I have been predicting for years.
Yep.
So let's look at Gavin for just a minute here. And this isn't, it's one little, there's one little segment here about Gavin, but overall, of course, this is his state. This Spencer Pratt video. Whoa, fire aid is just the tip of the iceberg in California. Guess how much has actually been raised? Can anybody guess how much has actually been raised? Let me give you the stats out of Pacific Palisades. At last I heard. Not one house. 12,000 burnt to the ground. 12,000 houses burnt to the ground. Can you imagine that? You know where they don't burn to the ground? Delhi. You know, third world countries, Bangladesh. Ever heard of any first world? I mean, no, wait. Let me reframe that. Have you ever heard of any third world countries where 12,000 of their homes burned to the ground? There might be a tsunami. Nothing they can do about that. Comes in and washes it all out to sea, kills thousands of people. But has anybody ever heard, Aaron, Will, you correct me. I mean, seriously, correct me if I'm wrong. I've never even seen a third world country where 12,000 homes burned to the ground. I mean, anybody? The entire town of Lahaina no longer exists. Hey, and just Will loves these stories. These are Will's favorite. These are like, everybody's got their little pet peeves. Will's are these pseudo disasters that nobody ever does anything to fix, and they're never in the homes, and the destruction is never fixed and never rebuilt. Those are Will's pet peeves. Mine is the judicial system and anything and everything having to do with vaccines and COVID. But anyway, those are my pet peeves. I'm trying to think of what Aaron's are. Aaron's mad about everything. But anyway, he's been red pilled for much longer than Will and I lived in sweet delusion until 6 years ago.
Hate everyone.
Yeah, Aaron's been red pilled since he was 4 years old watching Alex Jones with his dad. You know. So anyway, Eric's watching Alex Jones the Bohemian Grove when he's like seven.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's wrong, Dad. That's idolatry right there. Look at that owl. But anyway,
Republicans are walking around naked. Gay
men.
Naked.
Yeah, look at all those gay men that are allegedly not gay. But anyway, so here we are. So What we were told initially was you had the concert, you know, with all the do-gooders, you know, all the people who slaughtered the unborn but are morally at a much higher plane than you and I, of course.
Right.
They raised $142 million, which was then given to Gavin Newsom, and he disseminated it all into Democratic Party NGOs, most of which having nothing to do with rebuilding from fire disasters. And so let me just give you the stats. Lahaina, not one home has been rebuilt. Pacific Palisades. How long ago was Lahaina now, Aaron?
Gosh,
it's been a while. I hate to do that to you. If you can't, but it's been a while. So that was during the Biden administration. It's been over a year. So, and then Pacific Palisades was February of this year. Last I checked, three permits had been issued. So August 8th of 2023 was Lahaina.
Yeah.
Not one home. Like that, Will? Not one home's been rebuilt.
Ridiculous.
And you have all of these vultures because what they're trying to build there, what is the name of that hotel? And by the way, it's not Ritz-Carlton, but it's another real ritzy name, pun intended. But it's owned by Bill Gates. They're trying to build there in Lahaina. That's all coincidental, though. I mean, right? Of course. I mean, that's what they're trying to do is buy up everybody's property there.
Four Seasons.
Is it Four Seasons?
Yeah,
Four Seasons. Bill Gates is the majority owner of who would construct the Four Seasons. That's weird. I mean, it's all coincidental. Of course. I mean, it's just coincidental. The guy who's trying to create quantum dot tattoo technology so they can leverage you into a one world commerce system, a single access point controlled by him, is trying to build a 15 minute city for all of the peasants there, like me, Will, and Aaron. And then all of the Bill Gateses of the world, the bourgeois leftist elite, will stay at the Four Seasons and look down upon all of us living in our 250 square foot coffins, 57 times vaccinated. In a 15-minute city that you've got to have a QR code to get in and out of. And every ounce. And I'm going to do a full expose on Song Ping. It's Song Ping Guing, something like that. Excellent account on Twitter. That just basically shows where China is now. Because where China is now is where Bill Gates wants us to be. You heard Fauci the whole time. I wish we could have been like China, you know, during COVID. Done what they did. Okay. So that's their goal, is to get us all in China. Literally everywhere you go, you are QR coded everywhere, cameras everywhere. You are social credit system everywhere. People sign up to sweep highways so they can get their social credit score back because they're not allowed to buy, sell, trade, or travel without a certain score. Social credit system, but it's an excellent account. So I need to do a full expose on that. But anyway, so $141 million was raised. You probably thought I forgot, I didn't. $141 million was raised by all these do-getters. you know, Cameron. I don't know any of the names. I know them. Aaron could probably spout out some of them, but I don't listen to any of their music. But anyway, and that disappeared into a bunch of NGOs. Well, it turns out there's a little bit more money that was raised. Turns out just a little bit more. Mm. Watch this. Play it for me.
We figure out now, and with a rough estimate, that $800 million has been raised 17 weeks. Let's level set here. We're only 17 weeks, not even
six months. Yeah, we can apply for that, $800 million.
And lifted up a concert that raised $100 million in 24 hours. And it's still streaming, everybody, on Netflix. So please tune in and give us more money for the city. Pushed out $50 million across people that needed food, people that needed housing. Folks, people are still suffering in need of basic needs in our community.
Whoa. We know you guys jacked $100 million fire aid, but there's $800 million, and that was 3 months ago. So I got to call FBI tomorrow and let them know. There's also a missing $700 million for fire victims. I thought she said raised it for the city. I'm so confused. What is going on here? Don't worry. I think the FBI gets up early. I'm going to call them first thing and find out where the other $700 million is, because we already know where the $100 million from fire aid, that didn't go to any victims.
$800 million has disappeared. Three permits, last time I checked, had been issued. Not one house rebuilt. Most people cannot get a permit to clear the burnt up debris off of their property still sitting there. So they've been given $840 million. That's really where we're at. 800, let's just make it easy. $800 million. And I love that. Notice she says in the woman's like, you know, celebrating it. You got the buffoon, the communist, Castro, communist, Karen Bass. That's actually true, by the way. We're sitting right there smiling. $800 million is basically $1 billion has disappeared. Not one, nothing. And she talks about money went to citizens. No money went to citizens. And she mentions food. Do you know where they don't need food? Anybody guess? In Pacific Palisades, where everybody's rich. I mean, nobody needs food there, okay? I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean, these people all, it's why they wore masks, they wore a second mask, they wore a third mask, first vax, second vax, third mask, 4 years and 15 days to flatten the curve, because these people endlessly propagandize. That's all they do. And then they end up believing their own propaganda. That's how you end up with all these collusion hoaxes and all these delusional idiots that actually created the hoax. Carried out the hoax, end up espousing quotes from the paperwork they wrote about the hoax because they end up believing it themselves because they're psychopaths. So it's the same thing here. I mean, Pacific Palisades is not a rich area of California, but it's rich in every other area of the United States. You're talking about the average home is like $1 to $3 million. They don't need food. Everybody there can buy their own food. They don't need any of that. And none of that was provided anyway. But Aaron, pull up all the videos of all the tents that were set up giving food to the Pacific Palisades people.
I can't find.
There's none because there weren't any. We would have showed it. There's none. Okay, it wasn't like Asheville, North Carolina, you know, with Helene, hurricane that just came in and removed the entire town. And those people don't have any money. And by the way, the government did absolutely nothing there either. Just like here, the government has raised $800 million. And $140 million of it was pissed away by Gavin Newsom. By the way, Gavin Newsom himself took millions of dollars to his own NGO, which pays him and his wife. Again, if I did that, I'd be in prison. Gavin Newsom has no problem whatsoever. And then all the citizens, like with COVID, mask up, vax, stay at home, stand 6 feet apart. Why? Because it's COVID. Okay, explain that to me. Because it's COVID. Shut up, peasant. Explain it to me. Because it's COVID. No, where are all the bodies? Don't you ask in California, if you're a citizen of California, why are there no permits? Why is all the debris still here? Why is nobody rebuilding? Where is the $800 million? Where is it exactly? Anybody know what anybody asks? I don't even see. Here's the pathetic part, and I'm sure that there's exceptions to this rule. Where are the people with the 12,000 houses? I mean, can you imagine if that was me, what that would look like?
Oh, my gosh.
This public spectacle that it would be. I would be doing, I mean, a podcast for basically 23 hours a day until I got my money.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, believe me. It's going to happen. Okay. It would be ugly. Be ugly in every Board of County Commissioners meeting. Every meeting I could get to would be ugly. And nobody's saying a word out there. It's a little compliant, little bent over people. I just can't stand it. And that's my home state. I was basically born right there. Redondo Beach, California is where I was born. Redondo Beach, LA. That's where I was born. And it's a beautiful state. It is an absolutely unbelievable. Aaron, give me an unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
State. It is an unbelievable state. Have you ever driven down PCH? Unreal, man. Cliffs to beaches, seals. I mean, unreal. Be on the beach in San Diego and ski the same day if you got the right travel plans. Unbelievable. Just a great state. But $800 million, not going to one victim of the fire. And nobody says a word, not even the victims. Unbelievable. All right, Wall Street Apes video. Change the subjects. Let's go to another state. It's Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. While Oregon and 35 of its counties have an overall registration rate exceeding 100%. So they have more people voting than live there. Everything's fake, folks. MAGA. I'm MAGA, man. I mean, this is what I was talking about pre 2024 election. And I believe we're going to win, but I'm like, and I predicted we're going to win, but I'm just saying that it has to be so big to beat the rig job. It has to be, too big to rig. It has to be so big to beat that rig. Because, I mean, 35 counties in Oregon, you wonder why all of Oregon is red and that we lose? All of Washington, the state of Washington, is red and we lose? Most of the citizenry in California is fighting against Gavin Newsom's redistricting right now. We're supposed to believe most of the state of California is blue. It's all because of this Democratic Party corruption. And they complain about our gerrymandering after they've gerrymandered decades in advance and in far more corrupt ways than us. But anyway, here's Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton, play for me.
Oregon and 35 of its counties have an overall registration rate exceeding 100%. Think about that number for a second. Let's say you've got 100 voters, and all 100 voters are registered to vote. That's 100% registration rate. If you have 105% registration rate, that means you have more people on the rolls than are living there and eligible to vote. It's a pretty good indication that if you got more people on the rolls that are actually living there and eligible to vote, they're not cleaning up the rolls.
It's time to stop Democrats from doing what they want to do. It's time for Democrats to learn that they can't do anything they want to do. And I believe that we have the president in place to do that. It's looking a little weird with the FBI right now. Alex Jones pretty much dedicated the first half of his show to this today. Kyle Serafin on there. Biggs on there. Kyle Serafin's brilliant. But anyway, you have Andrew Bailey, the AG from Missouri, is taking an assistant deputy director of the FBI role. Now, what does that mean? Would you give up your AG job to go take an assistant deputy job for the FBI? No, we all know what's happening. I think Patel and Bongino are going out. And I think you're going to see Andrew Bailey's going to be the next director of the FBI sometime in late 2025. That's my guess. I'll come out and say I was wrong if I'm wrong, but I'm guessing that they're ushering Bongino and Patel out. I think Bongino's already quit. For all intents and purposes, he's staying there as a favor because we don't even hear nothing from him anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing. So he's staying there so it doesn't make it a big show for him to leave because I think he just didn't know what he was biting off, and none of us would. And I love Bongino. Again, he's one of the key people I've listened to on the political side, but I don't think he had any idea what the size of the chunk he was biting off because it's such a mess. But so I think you're going to see Andrew Bailey's going to be director of the FBI sometime. And by the way, he's one of the ones that I wanted. I wanted Ken Paxton, number one. Well, I wanted Gates, number one. Then I wanted Gates to be AG. I don't even think I talked about FBI director. So AG, I'm getting confused between AG and FBI director. But anyway, I was very excited about Cash Patel. So, and there's been some big arrests, but they're fading. Like, you're not seeing Patel and Bongino at all.
Yeah.
And now suddenly, and it was like Kyle Serafin said today on Alex Jones, he said, is it ever a good indicator when your boss is bringing in somebody to help you do your job?
No.
No. I mean, I don't think Aaron would be confident. Aaron would be very happy if I came up to him and said, Aaron, you know what? I'm bringing you in an assistant, you know, worship leader here at Foundation Church, or assistant.
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, he knows. He's like,
bye.
And he's like, it's over. You know what I'm saying? It's over. But I wouldn't do that. I would just be like, you're fired.
Right.
For anybody. But I mean, I don't do that. I don't play games. You're just fired. Yeah. You know? Oh, well, leave the church. You're still fired. So leave it faster. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So bad news on the economic front here. Benny Johnson tweet. From Cracker Barrel, and I hardly ever go to Cracker Barrel anymore, I will say, but I have spent some considerable amount of time there. I love their shop. Like, I used to get, like, all my Christmas ornaments there and stuff like that. So I love the shop in there. Well, it's been taken over by the woke left. So Cracker Barrel completely, and Aaron, Aaron's a pseudo graphic design guy himself. And then you see Joe in here does one of the podcasts every week, one of Aaron's assistants. He is graphic design. Can you imagine changing it from the left to the right? Changing your logo from the left to the right? Cracker Barrel completely changed the iconic logo for the first time in only 47 years, so 50 years. And it's absolutely horrible. When will they learn? So here you go. So look at the one on the left was the perfect one, and they've changed it to that piece of crap on the right. Is it because it's a white man in the one on the left? So go to the next one for me. So I wonder why that is. Well, here it is. This is why. I mean, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. So the further you drift away from God, it's all scriptural, the dumber you get. It's as simple as that. So Cracker Barrel LGBTQ plus Alliance, supporting home office and field employees to bring their whole selves to work while strengthening Cracker Barrel's relationship with the LGBTQ plus community. So that's why they've turned stupid. So there you go. All right, let's go to the next one. MJ Truth Ultra Video. Love this guy. One of my favorite follows on Twitter, Mike Benz. Update first Trump assassination attempt. So you're like, we're going to go back to Thomas Crooks? Absolutely. Let's go. Because, you know, kind of the theme of the show tonight has kind of drifted from, judges v. Trump or Trump v. judges. And it's kind of turned into, well, kind of a common theme here at the TLP. Everything's a freaking lie. Everything's a lie. And now we were told by Bongino and Patel, I thought you said you like Bongino. This doesn't mean you're a sycophant, folks. I mean, how many people are married out there? Do you agree with your, okay, we got three married men here. Do you agree with your wife 100% of the time?
No.
You getting divorced?
No.
All right. See? I'm not either. I've been married for 29 years. I don't agree all the time. We pretty much weekly. Something we don't agree about.
Yeah.
All right. Something comes up we don't agree about. I mean, it is what it is. We don't fight once a week. I'm just saying once a week's a little much. Once a month, easily once a month, we don't agree. Today, we didn't agree on something having to do with church doctrine, actually. But anyway, so you know what I didn't do? File for divorce. you don't agree with me on the doctrine of baptisms? That's what it was. That wasn't what it was. But I'm just saying, you don't agree with me on baptism? I got a divorce attorney on the line. She's faxing the paperwork right now. It's over. I dated you for 3 years. We've been married for 29. So we've been together for 32 out of my 56 years. And it's over. That's not what you do. Right. I mean, okay. Bongino and Patel came out and told us that Thomas Crooks, the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, J-13 shooting, July 13th shooting of 2024. Or was it June 13th? Can't remember. But J-13, one of the two, July or June, was just a singular event by a singular shooter. There's no international ties or anything.
No.
That's how they came out. Just like when it was the same interviews, same horrible interview, which probably pretty much cost them their jobs. Same horrible interview where they told us that Epstein killed himself, even though it's very obvious he didn't. So, but they came out and said that, there's nothing to it and there's nothing to see there. And he killed himself. And Bongino reassured us because he saw the file.
He saw the tape.
He saw the file. I mean, he saw the file.
Yeah.
The file written by Comey, Clapper, and Brennan, and Bill Barr, whose dad introduced Jeffrey Epstein to the world of intelligence. But, I mean, that's just all conspiracy, right? Yeah. Where you have Bill Barr, who could be exposed by Jeffrey Epstein, oversees his arrest and suicide, right? Just all, but again, I digress. So back to Butler, Pennsylvania. So MJ Truth Ultra Video update, first Trump assassination attempt, Mike Benz reveals disturbing DHS and Secret Service ties to the shooter.
Oh.
Thomas Crooks, play for me.
What do we actually know about Crux?
Well, we're told this is a kind of OPSEC child prodigy who was a disturbed kid who managed to have better operational security than most special forces folks. We're told that he had three or four encrypted chat apps on his phone, which is the reason that the FBI seems unable to break those and disclose what is in those texts. Maybe sidebar, I'd love to know what those apps are, because if they are so good that even the FBI can't crack them, you wonder, why are they not standard use? Why were they...
Yeah, why is that not our next Houthi group chat?
Right.
In whatever Crooks was using.
Because we're told that they were based in foreign countries. One was an app based in Brussels, and also the others were offshore as well, so they're not able to be subpoenaed by a court. But the fact is what we know is that the gun range that Crooks trained at was the same one used by DHS, HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. They even planned an event, DHS there, one day after the 40-some times that that Crooks was reported going to that exact gun range. If they had known, if, for example, Crooks was target shooting a picture of Donald Trump, or he had said something to an agent, the whole thing could have been kept in-house. We have whistleblower testimony that Secret Service agents that day were replaced by HSI agents because Secret Service was torn between the NATO summit and Jill Biden's trip abroad. And so HSI happens to be the exact part of DHS that played a very, very strange role on January 6th as well, recruiting undercover feds. It is now known that there were more than twice as many HSI agents from DHS involved on January 6th embedded in the crowd than there were FBI. So if
And when you're saying HSI, you're talking about Homeland Security Investigations.
Yes.
But don't worry, we've been reassured by Bongino and Patel, who are being replaced, it appears, by Andrew Bailey, that this was just the work of a single shooter with no international connections, no intel connections, and certainly no connections to DHS.
No.
Which, I mean, he only practiced at their gun range with them. I mean, not in joint, exercises, but, they, as a matter of fact, right after, as Ben says, I mean, like the day later, they were at the same range again. So let's break this down for just a moment. So Mike Benz reveals disturbing DHS and Secret Service ties to the Butler shooter, Thomas Crooks. So here's a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little problems with the... There's no international connections, no intel connections, no, of course, no conspiracy. It couldn't be.
No.
Of course not. But Crooks used 3 to 4 encrypted chat apps hosted in foreign countries, including one in Brussels, and Patel tells us there's no conspiracy? Okay, let me just tell you something. Okay, this is a 20-year-old retard who works as a nutrition, you know what a nutrition assistant, at a nursing home, you know what a nutrition assistant means? He scoops the lima beans. This is a lima bean mashed potato scooper. That's who he is. And he has encrypted chat apps that the FBI can't break into? Does everybody realize that's a lie? There's actually a company that was called or is called Celebrite that gave the FBI, has the technology to break into any app in the world. And the FBI did it with the Northern California mass shooter years ago. Apple wouldn't allow them, FBI, to access the phone. So they just used the technology from the company and broke in. Well, they can't do that now. And as Mike Benz says, if these apps are so impenetrable, why is our government using WhatsApp and Signal?
Right.
If Crooks, this 20-year-old... nutrition assistant retard. I mean, like, Tom, you're mean. Okay, can we all just look at a picture of Thomas Crooks? I mean, come on. I mean, this is why he is what he is. Because he was very easily influenced into doing this by the intel community. The intel community is the only one who has the... Mike Benz is a former CIA operative. He wasn't, like, out in the field, but he was an operative in the CIA. He can't even do this. But Crooks can? How in the world would he be able to do it? I'm going to get stuck on one, and then we're going to be here till 10:40. I'm not going to let that happen. All right, so he used 3 to 4 encrypted chat apps hosted in foreign countries like Brussels. Man, I wish that was Belgium.
Wow. Yeah.
That the FBI has been unable to crack for a year. I mean, everybody does realize that the shooting was over a year ago. For a year? Demonstrating exceptional operational security compared to SEAL Team 6. SEAL Team 6 can't do it, Will. Marines can't do it. Our Marines can't do this. But Thomas Crooks can. Nutrition assistant from Butler, Pennsylvania. Shooting, so that's number one. Number two, shooting range overlap, Thomas Crooks. Visited the same range over 40 times as the agents from DHS's Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, which strangely were the predominant security force on the ground that day instead of the Secret Service.
Huh.
Which the Secret Service was redirected to go to Jill Biden's thing that nobody went to. That was weird. And so that you had the agents whom he shares the same firing range securing the facility where he would later carry out a shooting, where he killed a person and nearly blew Trump's head off and shot two or three other people, killing the firefighter, Corey. I don't want to mispronounce it. I don't remember his last name. I'll butcher it if I try it. Comparator. Got it. But anyway, so that's very strange. Thomas Crooks visited the same shooting range over 40 times as agents from DHS's Homeland Security, HSI, who even scheduled an event there the day after the incident. And Mike Benz writes, or MJ Truth Ultra writes, weird. Weird, isn't it? All right, Secret Service shortages. Conveniently, their commitments at the NATO summit in Jill Biden's events, and the Secret Service deployed a skeleton crew, which was then filled in by the people he shared the range with. But there's nothing to see here. I mean, and Aaron gets nauseated by only talking about the roof line. Of course, you got all that too. Skeleton crew to the Butler rally, replacing some agents with unqualified HSI personnel. That was like that fat woman who couldn't get her gun back in the holster. Yeah. She's never shot a day in her life. And she can't run 10 yards. And she's going to guard, protect the future president of the United States. Whistleblower insights, the next problem, number four. Testimony indicates HSI agents filled in for Secret Service on the day of the shooting. If Crooks had exhibited suspicious behavior at the range where they all practiced together,
yeah,
nothing to see here. E.g., targeting images of Trump, like making, you know, for fun. He's being hyperbolic. It could have been handled internally by DHS. Problem number five: media presence anomaly. CNN, which rarely ever covers Trump rallies, attended this one and covered it live.
Oh,
that's weird. Remember, I know Maddow is MSNBC, now MS Now, when she says we're not going to cover the lies of the president anymore. CNN had the same policy.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to cover Trump's lies anymore, even though the only people they have on their shows, like Andrew McCabe and James Comey and Clapper and Brennan, are all absolute pathological liars themselves. Don't do anything but lie. But CNN, which rarely ever covers Trump rallies, attended this one, drawing parallels to their presence at Roger Stone's event. Well, they were the only news organization that was there when Roger Stone's house was raided by the FBI, suggesting possible foreknowledge of the assassination. Last one, January 6th parallels. HSI played a significant role in January 6th events, too. With over twice as many HSI agents embedded in the crowd compared to FBI informants. That's weird, isn't it? Raising questions about DHS's involvement in politically sensitive operations. All right, 1017, that's good. All right, some rumble rate. Oh, real. Will, good news. Will's gets paid tonight because of Christopher Arnott, USA Abbey Girl, Nude Monk, and Nate Dad One. Thank you guys so much in the rant. I really do mean that, by the way. No, I know it gets repetitive, but I really mean it. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. That's it for another show. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. It's short. It's easy. It's awesome. Stick around for it. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and as always, God bless each and every one of you.